Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 26th day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're going to learn here in our Mishnah that it is permissible for a person, for one brother, to do Yibum to several of his brother's widows when the brothers died without children. Each one, of course, is a widow of another brother, but it is forbidden to do Yibum or Chalitza to more than one wife of one's deceased brother. Says the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Arba Achin, there's four brothers. And the Gemara explains it means four of a set of brothers. There are actually more. Nesuin Arba Noshim, they were married to four women. Not related. Bameso, and they died without children, all the four brothers. And now the other brothers, the surviving brothers, have to deal with all these widows. Imrotza HaGodol Shebahem, LeYabim Eskulon, if the oldest of the brothers, the oldest surviving brother, wants to do Yibum, wants to marry all the four Yibamas, Gesundheit, Horshus Biyoda, he's allowed to. Those days you could marry more than one wife. You could do Yibum to all the wives, but the Gemara explains this is providing the Yavam, the brother, is rich enough and able to support them. In fact, L'chatrila, we tell them that maybe it's not such a good idea to have so much problems in your house. But if he wants to and he's able to, yes, he can do Yibum to each one of them because each widow, each Yavama, comes from a separate brother, a different brother. However, continues the Mishnah, Mishahoya noso lishtei noshim, a person who's married to two wives, vameis, and he dies without children, biosa oichalitzosa shel achas mehen, pateres tzarasa. The bio, that means doing Yibum, when one of the brothers consummates one of the wives, or gives chalitza to one of the wives, to one of the widows, that exempts the other wife from anything. Pateres tzarasa. The other wife doesn't have to do anything. And in fact, the brother is osur to take both of them. Now, where do we know? From where do we know this? This is because when it talks about the mitzvah of Yibum in Devarim Chafei, it says, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. So should be done to the one man who will not build the house of his brother, implying one house he can build, but not two. One widow he can take, not two. Similarly, it's forbidden to give chalitza to both of them. And how do we know that? Because in the story of the chalitza in the Chumash there, it says, Beis Chalutz Hanoal, the house where the shoe was taken off should be known as the house where the Chalutz Hanoal, where the shoe was taken off of the brother who didn't want to perform Libum. And here again we learn, Beis Echad, one house you give Chalitza to, you can't give Chalitza to two houses, one widow, but not to two from the same husband. Now what about giving Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other? Well, that is also forbidden to be done, because it says, "V'im lo yachpeitzo ish," if a person does not want lakachas es yevimto, to take his yevama, his sister-in-law, then she shall remove his shoe, etc., etc. But if he wants, he can do yibum. From here we learn that any woman who's eligible for yibum is eligible for chalitza, but if she's not eligible for yibum, she's not eligible for chalitza. So here in our case, where you have one, the deceased brother had two wives, once he's done Yibum to the first wife or to one of the wives, then the second one is not eligible to Yibum because you can't do more than one wife, as we said before. So therefore, since she's not eligible for Yibum, she's not eligible for Chalitza as well. And if he did Chalitza to the first wife, then he can't do Yibum to the second, because since the second is not Oyla LaChalitza, you can't do Chalitza, as we said, we cannot do Chalitza to two wives of the same husband, of the same brother. So therefore, she's not eligible for Yibum as well. Others say that the reason is, Tosfos learns that the reason he can't take more than one, or he can't do Yibum, is because it says, Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. So shall be done to the man who will not build the house of his brother, who would not perform Yibum. From which we learn, once he's missed that opportunity, once he doesn't build it, he doesn't get another chance. So even though there's another wife there, another widow, and you could have used that widow to build his deceased brother's house, but he can't do it now. Loy shuv, loy yivne, he cannot build again. That's how Tosfos learns. Hosa achas keshera, vi achas besula. What happens if one of the wives was fit for a kohen and one was unfit for a kohen? For example, his deceased brother had married a grusha. Now, he's not a kohen, but he's allowed to marry a grusha, a divorced woman. And the other woman was not a divorced woman. Now, if that's the case, if there's two wives like that, ho'im ho'yocholetz, if he's giving chalitza, so we advise him, look, cholitz lapsula. We tell him, do give chalitza to the woman who's anyway unfit for a kohen, to the grusha, to the divorcee. Why? Because since she's anyway apostle to the kohen, you're not furthering her chances for giving married. She was anyway also to marry a kohen because she was a grusha even before the deceased brother married her. But if he gives chalitza to the other woman, to the ksheira, then he's made her unfit for a kohen as well. Why do it? You're not going to marry them. You don't want to yibum. Well, give chalitza at least to the one who's anyway psula for a kohen. However, concludes the Mishnah, v'imhoyom miyabem, if he's doing yibum, if he's marrying one of the two wives, then we can't tell him which one to pick. Miyabim laksera, he can do yibum to the one that's kosher as well. That's fine. We don't force a person to marry this one more than that one. That's up to him. Giving chalitza, we give advice. We tell him that way, as we said before. Mishnah Yud Beis. Our Mishnah is going to deal with a child that's born from a relationship that's prohibited by a lav, a loisase. Not a one of the arroyos, it's not one of the things that's chayv koros or anything, it's merely a lav. Hamachzik grushose, a person who takes back a woman he divorced who in between got married to another man. This is violating a loisase of the Torah where it says, Lo yuchal baila harishain, that the first husband is not able to take her back again once she's been married to another man. V'hanoisechalutzasa, or if a person married his chalutza, that means he's the widow of his deceased brother, and was given chalitza by him, and then he changes his mind. He said, "I'm going to marry you." That's also that's forbidden, as we said before. In the pasuk, it says, "So shall be done to the man asher lo yivne, who will not build the house of his brother." From which we learn, if he didn't build it, then he doesn't get another chance. Shuv lo yivne. So that's another love, a loisasa, that's been violated. Or, continues the Mishnah, v'hanoise k'roivas chalutzasa, he marries the relative of a woman he gave chalutza to. For example, the mother of the chalutza, the sister of the chalutza, which is forbidden to him as well. In all these cases, yoitzi, he is obligated to divorce the woman. He had no right to marry any of these women, and we force him, we say, you have to give a get. Not only that, but if in the meantime he had a child from this forbidden relationship, v'havlad mamzer, the child born from such a marriage will be a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva only. We'll soon see the Chachamim argue. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that a relationship which was merely prohibited by a lav, a loisase, it wasn't one of the top or very strict lavin, which would get a penalty of chorus like a person living with his sister, etc. Even if it's a mere lav, a loisase, that will result in a child that is a mamzer, if they have a child born of that relationship. And Rabbi Akiva also holds that the last case we mentioned, marrying a relative of one's chalutza, if one gives chalutza to the widow of his deceased brother, and then wants to marry her, that is forbidden min ha-Torah. Just like the relative of a grusha, which everyone agrees is osur min ha-Torah. You cannot marry a sister or a mother or a relative of the woman you've divorced. He says, Rabbi Kiva says, chalutza has the same strictness. Why? Because he says the Torah calls chalutza beisai, calls him he will not build the house, which means the wife. Okay, so therefore he holds it's also asa. But the underlying here, the reason of Rabbi Kivi is that even if it's only asa by lav, it will result in a mamzer. However, the chachamim say no, ein havlad mamzer, the child born of such a relationship even though it's asur min haTorah, will not result in a mamzer. It's a lav, yes, it was a lo shezeh, but will not result in a mamzer. That's for the first two cases. Machzik rushasai and noisech alatzasa, where there an is of the Torah was committed. However, when it comes to the third case, marrying the relative of a chalutza, there for sure the rachacham hold is not a mamzer. Why? Because the whole Isra, according to the Rabbanon, is only midrabbanon. The chachamim will hold that the prohibition to marry the relative of a chalutza, of a woman he gave chalutza to, that is midrabbanon only also. So that certainly could not bring a mamzer in, would not result in a mamzer. And as we said before, the first two cases, because they are lavin and not a lav that has a penalty of koras. Finally, says the Mishnah, umoidim, the chachamim will agree to Rabbi Akiva, but noisei krobas grushosei, if he were to marry the relative of a grusha, of a woman he divorced, for example, the mother or the daughter or the sister of someone he divorced, even the chachamim agree, shavalot mamza, that will result in a mamza if they go ahead with it. Because a grusha, someone he has divorced, is considered like his wife. And if he lives with the sister of the woman he divorced while they're alive, or the mother, that is a chiv of koras. And whenever there's a chiv, a penalty of koras, the chachamim agree a mamza will result for the violation of such an isur.